It was a grim state of the state address by Governor Larry Hogan in a live address aired on Maryland Public Television. The Maryland Republican recalled the moment when he met with administration officials and other governors early last year to hear of the news of the new coronavirus.
We received a harrowing warning of the imminent threat of a novel coronavirus that was about to reach our shores. Every single day since that day, we have had to take unprecedented actions that were unthinkable just a year ago.
Since that time, the governor noted that the state scoured the world looking for personal protection equipment, testing kits, and supplies. He noted that the state has administered more than 570,000 vaccinations, but he warned that the road back to a normal life will be a long one.
It is going to require a great deal of patience for many months while states continue to push the federal government and the manufacturers to increase the production and to drastically increase the allocations they provide to the states.
And he asked for a moment of silence for the over 7,000 Marylanders, 450,000 Americans, more than 2.2 million worldwide who have died from the coronavirus.
Each and every one of those victims leaves behind countless loved ones and countless unfinished dreams. We have all mourned, lost family members, friends, co-workers, and neighbors.
The pandemic has also seen an economic downturn, with many families desperately holding on, while small businesses face the potential of going under. The governor called on the state legislature to pass his more than $1 billion package in immediate tax relief and stimulus.
Tonight, I am once again calling on the legislature to pass this bill and get it to my desk as soon as possible so that I can sign it into law and so that it can take effect immediately. There is absolutely nothing more important for the legislature to do.
And he called for plans to reopen the state's public schools.
It is critical that we give our students the chance to get safely back into the classrooms. During this entire crisis, we have always followed the science, and the science is clear. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the experts at the CDC, and the American Academy of Pediatrics all agree that schools should be reopened and that they can be reopened safely.
The Democratic response attacked the rollout of the vaccination plan that has been confusing, with more than 2 million Marylanders eligible under the state's phased-in plan. Majority Leader of the House of Delegates, Eric Luedtke.
We will keep pushing him to fix the bungled COVID vaccine rollout. Every Marylander that wants a vaccine should be able to get a vaccine. And it is unacceptable that our state currently ranks 46th in the nation for getting vaccines out.
During a post-speech interview with Maryland Public Television, he was questioned about the governor's relief package. Luedtke replied that the state legislative leaders would be working to help out Marylanders.
The legislature will provide immediate relief for Maryland families and small businesses impacted by the pandemic. We know that working and middle-class families have been hit the hardest.
The state Senate has already fast-tracked a package that adds over $500 million to Hogan's proposal. As for the governor's call for reopening the schools, the Democrats said it must be done in partnership with the community.
And we will demand that the governor and the superintendent of schools work with parents and teachers on school reopening instead of demonizing or threatening them.
The work on the governor's legislative proposals will now get underway in earnest. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.